And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Wilson.
Carson.
Surprised to see me?
With both your arms intact, yeah. Do you know I have men looking for you?
I figured. That's why I decided to talk to you myself.
So what makes you so brave all of a sudden?
This.
Whew. That's a lot of money.
It's everything I owe you.
Yeah? And who'd you steal this from?
I'm clean, Wilson. It's all above board.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how did you manage to hold on to this much cash? I mean, normally you'd have gambled it away in 2 hours. Or 2 minutes. What's changed? You found religion or something?
I want to get my family back.
You really think they're waiting for you?
No. But I can hope.
Yeah, well then say hi to your wife and kids for me. Where'd you say they're living now?
A little town east of here. It's called Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Bye, Mr. Blaylock.
Bye, Sam.
Bye.
Let's go, Sam. I'm starving.
What are we having for dinner?
Filet mignon.
What's that?
Some really fancy steak.
Oh, yuck.
Just kidding. We're having macaroni and chicken nuggets.
Yay!
Oh, hey, Grady.
Wooten.
Hi.
Oh, hey, guys. What's up?
What are you doing here? This isn't your mail route.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm trying to avoid that cat over on 3rd Street. I think I saw him assembling an Acme mailman eliminator. Those things never work. Hey, Grady, did you hear the announcement on Friday about the picnic on Saturday for your Sunday school class?
No.
Oh, there's going to be a bouncy house with no age or weight restrictions. Woohoo!
I've got some things to do on Saturday. I'm not going to make it.
Oh, well, okay, then I guess I'll see you at church on Sunday.
Probably not. I'm going to be real busy on Sunday.
Wow, real busy. It sounds like you got a packed weekend, buddy.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Okay, well, I better head the other way then. You see that tunnel under the bridge over there?
Yeah.
That is actually not a tunnel, my friend. It is a wall painted to look like a tunnel. Okay, I'll see you guys around.
Bye, Wooten.
Bye.
Bye.
So, what are you doing on Saturday and Sunday, Grady?
I don't know.
If you don't know, then why did you tell him you were busy?
I don't want to go to the picnic or church.
You lied?
I was letting him down easy.
Why don't you want to go to church?
I'm done with that stuff.
Why?
I don't want Mom and me to get in a fight.
You won't get in a fight?
We already did. She doesn't like some of the stuff Wooten and Mr. Whittaker have been teaching me.
Like what?
Like about becoming a Christian.
What's that mean?
It means I'd give my life to Jesus and start following him.
She wouldn't care.
Oh, yeah? Tell that to Wooten. He and his dad haven't gotten along in years. And it's because Wooten's a Christian.
Wow.
Come on, let's see if dinner's ready.
Hi, Grady. Samantha, it's good to see you again. Grady, don't you recognize me?
Dad?
Hey, sweetie. How are you, Grady?
What are you doing here?
Well, I'm not real sure yet. We'll have to see.
What's that supposed to mean?
I need to talk to your mom first.
You haven't talked to her yet?
No, I've been waiting out here. I'm a little nervous about what she's gonna say.
What do you mean? She's gonna be happy. You're back.
I hope so, Sam.
We have to go in for dinner. Are you coming in or not?
I'll come in if you lead the way.
Are you staying for good?
I don't know.
I want you to see my room. I have a picture of you. Mom didn't let me put it on my dresser, but I have it in my drawer.
Okay.
Where have you been?
We'll talk about it later.
But why did you
have to... Be patient, son. Let me talk to your mother first.
Mom, we're home. And we have a visitor.
Oh, Sam, I didn't make enough food to...
Hey, Christy.
What do you want, Carson?
Right now, I'd settle for just a greeting.
Come outside with me.
Okay.
What do you want?
Nothing. Nothing. I just want to let you know that I'm in town. And I'd like to talk to you.
About what?
Lots of different things. Good things. Good things. I'm staying at the Odyssey Motel. Here's my cell number.
Fine. I can't stop you from being in town, but you are not welcome in this apartment.
I understand. Maybe I'll see you around.
Mommy, where is he?
He left.
What? Daddy!
Sam, he's gone.
What did you say to him?
I told him he couldn't stay.
Why?
Honey, he doesn't want to stay.
Now he won't! Why'd you have to be so mean to him?
He is not who you think he is.
He's my dad, isn't he? I want my dad!
Sam! Oh, why did he have to come back?
What do you think he wants?
Oh, it could be anything. I don't know. I guess I've never known. I have to go talk to Sam.
Okay. Well, I'm not waiting around to find out what he wants.
Coming! Grady.
Hey.
How'd you know what room I was in?
The motel's not that big, and your truck's right out front.
Makes sense. Did your mom drive you?
Mom's car isn't working. I rode my bike.
Wow, that's quite a ride. Does she know you're here?
No.
You shouldn't be here without her permission, you know.
Then I wouldn't be here at all. I came for some answers.
All right. I'll tell you what I can. On the way home. So, did your mom say anything about me last night?
She has the same questions I do.
Okay. So what do you want to know?
Let's start at the beginning. Why did you leave?
It's complicated, Grady. I left because I had a problem. I was hooked on gambling.
What does that have to do with anything?
Grady, a gambling addiction is serious. I'd piled up debts that I had no way of paying back. I used up all of our savings. Do you remember when we kept getting kicked out of apartments every few months?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's because I gambled away our rent money. We barely had anything.
We barely have anything now. That doesn't mean we're gonna run away and leave our family.
Yeah, but I was hurting you. When you were six, you came home from school one day with an envelope full of money. You said it was for the family.
Oh, yeah. I took it out of the cash box at school when Mrs. Hogan wasn't looking.
Yeah, my six-year-old was stealing to cover up for my bad habits. I taught him how to steal. Listen, I know leaving wasn't the best solution, but at the time, I thought I was doing more harm than good.
So, what about now? Have you changed your mind?
Yes. Yes, I have, Grady. I'm at a place where I think I can make things right. That is, if you and your mom will let me.
Does that mean you stopped gambling?
Yes. I haven't gambled in 6 months.
6 months? Why did you wait so long to come back?
I wanted to make sure I was over it. Listen, I've changed, Grady. And I want our lives to change. I want to fix things. I know it's going to take a little time, I know. But I'm willing to try. Here, would you give this envelope to your mom?
Sure.
Thanks. Maybe I'll see you around.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that? Oh, I cannot believe you.
Hey, Mom!
I'm in your bedroom! What is this? Oh, there's so much stuff in here.
Hey, I just...
And how long has it been since you've cleaned this closet?
Clean the closet?
Oh, you're not familiar with the concept.
Isn't the closet supposed to be the place where you stuff things when you want to clean the rest of your room?
Not exactly. The closet is for clothes, shoes, a few toys, maybe?
Wow.
Start pulling it all out from the top. I don't want everything to crash down on you. Now, what were you saying?
I saw Dad.
You... What? Where?
I went to see him.
Grady!
I'm sorry, but I had to know.
Know what?
Why he left, why he came back, that kind of stuff.
And, well, what did he say?
He says he's back to fix things.
Yeah.
Why don't you believe him?
Why should I?
He says he's changed.
You don't know how many times he's said that before, Grady.
He says he hasn't gambled in 6 months.
So he says, but you don't know your father. If it isn't gambling, then it'll be something else. And he's always sorry for what he's done, over and over. After a while, you don't want to hear how sorry he is.
What if it's true this time? What if he really wants to prove himself? Why not let him?
I just can't bring myself to trust him. You watch. He'll be gone in a week. Oh, Grady! There are dirty dishes in the closet!
Closets aren't for dirty dishes either? What good are they?
Get them to the sink.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, Dad wanted me to give this to you.
Oh, what is it?
He didn't tell me.
Whoa, there's a lot of money in here.
Looks like there's a note.
Oh. I owe you more, but at least this is a start. Carson.
Wow. Can I have my allowance now?
I tried to call your mom. She's not answering her cell phone.
She gets in a lot of trouble if she answers her cell phone at work.
You can give me the thermometer now. You have a little fever, not much.
So are you sending me back to class?
I think I should send you home just to be safe. Unfortunately, I can't get a hold of your mom or your neighbor. You got anybody else I can call?
I have my dad's cell phone number.
So, are you really sick?
I guess.
You didn't pull the old thermometer on the light bulb trick, did you?
The what?
You know, where you fake a fever and... Never mind. I'm gonna have to work on this being a good father thing. Listen, when you get home, go inside and drink a lot of water and head straight to bed, okay?
Are you coming in?
No. I'll just wait in the parking lot outside your apartment until your mom gets home.
Okay. Thanks for picking me up.
No problem. It's what a father should do for a son.
Who's under my car?
Ow. Oh.
Carson, what are you doing here?
Oh, hey, Christy. Grady called me from school and he wasn't feeling very well, so I brought him home.
I wonder why he didn't call Wooten.
Couldn't tell you. And since I was hanging around anyway, thought I'd take a look at your car. You had a bad alternator.
Oh.
I picked one up down the street. I just finished up. So, you should be good to go.
You fixed it.
Why don't you get in and start her up and see?
Okay. Since when do you know how to fix cars?
I learned.
You learned.
Oh, yeah. Purring like a kitten, huh?
Impressive.
No sweat.
So where did the money come from? In the envelope?
I earned it.
Doing what?
Fixing cars?
The light switch in the closet stayed broken for 5 years. You don't know how to fix anything.
I do now. Things change, Christy. People change.
You didn't win that money gambling.
No, not a penny of it. I'm earning money legitimately. And there's more to come, too.
Oh, so you're telling me you're sticking around?
For good.
I'm gonna be a hard sell. You know that, don't you?
Sure, I do. But I'm not trying to sell you anything. I just want to make things right.
We'll see about that. Thanks for fixing my car.
You got it.
All right, good job, guys.
Go, Grady!
Take it all the way, Grady. Oh, ref, he tripped him. Didn't you see that? Oh, is that ref even paying attention?
I'm thirsty.
Me too. Is the concession stand open?
Looks like it.
Well, then let's go.
Mom? Is that Dad?
Where?
Up on top of that hill.
That is him.
Can I go see him?
I'll tell you what. Get us a Coke and we'll split it, and I'm going over there.
Okay.
So, now you're a soccer dad?
Oh, Christy, hi. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be here, but I knew he had a game.
It's okay.
He's pretty good.
Gets that from you.
Oh, but the determination he gets from you.
What am I supposed to make of this, Carson? That you're reformed? That you're prepared to be a real father now?
I don't know what to tell you, Christy. Except I know I've made mistakes, and I want to do it right. For once.
Wanting it is different than actually taking on the responsibility.
I know.
Listen, sometimes we go out for burgers after the game. You can join us if you want.
Sure.
Mommy, I need another quarter.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, honey.
Do you want to watch the game with us?
Well, your mother invited me to get burgers with you afterward.
Yay!
Here's a quarter, Sam.
Be right back.
Carson, if you let them down again or hurt them in any way, I...
Don't worry. That's not going to happen.
And for you, ma'am?
A Maxi Deluxe cheeseburger with extra cheese and cheesy fries. And a milk, please.
Why don't they just bring out the whole cow, Sam?
You know what? That sounds good. Bring me a cow, too.
I'll have those orders right out for you folks.
So, Burger World.
It's about all we can afford, Carson.
I'm not criticizing. Burger World is perfect.
Oh, Grady loves it. You were here with Wooten a few weeks ago, weren't you?
Yeah, he brought me here after we...
After what?
Oh, never mind.
It was after you and Wooten won the father-son laser tag tournament, right?
Thanks, Sam.
You went to a father-son tournament?
Yeah, they allow substitutes.
You know, I've heard Wooten's name a few times now. I'd really like to meet him.
Well, why don't you introduce him, Grady?
Oh, I don't know. I don't see Wooten much anymore.
He's right over there.
What?
In the ball pit. I'll get him. Wooten!
He's in the ball pit?
Wooten's not really what I would call normal.
Me and Grady are good buddies.
Oh, you guys just wait. The ball pit alligator shall return. Oh, hello, McKay family and unnamed person.
This is my dad.
Really? Wow, I'm honored to meet you, Mr. McKay. You've really got some great kids.
Thanks. I've been hearing your name quite a bit, too.
Yeah, that's because I've become a verb here in Odyssey.
A what?
Yeah, if a kid is being silly, parents tell him to quit wooting around.
Is that a word in the dictionary?
Oh, not yet, but it's getting ready to sweep the whole nation.
We should show you Wooten's house, Daddy. It's really fun.
Sam, it's rude to invite yourself to someone's house.
This isn't someone. It's Wooten.
Yeah, I'm not a someone. It's no problem. Why don't you come over tomorrow?
I'm game.
Would you like to pull up a chair and join us?
Oh, I'd really love to, thank you, but I already have plans.
We'll see you tomorrow, then.
Yeah, see you there. And now my alligator plans to take over the ball pit.
Wait for me, Wooten.
Oh, okay, yeah. Make that the ball pit alligator and his sidekick, the ball pit baby piranha.
So, Grady, I see a pinball machine over there. Do you play?
Not really.
Good. Then maybe I'll win. I'll challenge you.
Sure.
All right. Let's see. Loser has to eat all the pickles that Sam and I take off our burgers.
Aw, yeah.
Okay, let's go. Oh, hang on a second. All right. I don't know the number. Grady, go ahead and start the game, and I'll meet you right over there, okay?
All right.
Excuse me, Christy.
Sure.
Hello?
Hello, Carson. How's the family?
Wilson, what do you want?
We need to talk some business.
I paid you.
Yes, Carson did. But Murray still owes a pretty hefty sum.
Who's Murray?
You thought you were so slick, didn't you? Borrowing money in two different names?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We keep the records, Carson. We're used to people trying to con us.
Okay, I can't talk about this right now.
We want that money.
I'll get it.
it to you. I promise.
Yes, you will. By Friday.
What?
But... Everything you owe in anyone's name by Friday.
That's too soon.
You should have thought of that before you tried to con us.
Come on now.
By Friday.
Okay. I'll find a way.
Good. I'll call you and we'll arrange the pickup.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Dad. It's your turn. Are you gonna play?
Sure. I'll be right there.